To achieve mastery, or rise to that level even part of the time, you too may be judged, condemned, and crucified by your society. For others may be afraid of you, because they may be worried that you know something they do not know, or because you are challenging something that they think they do know. And it is fear that turns observation into judgment, and judgment into anger. It is as I told you, anger is fear announced. The anger of others will be part of their illusion about who they are and who you are. And so the master in you will forgive them, understanding that they know not what they do. This is the key to expressing and experiencing the divinity within you, forgiveness. You will not see that which is divine in you unless and until you forgive that which you believe is not. And you will be unable to behold the divinity in another unless and until you do the same. Forgiveness is the expander of perception. When you forgive yourself for that which you and others are not, then you will experience that which you and others truly are. In that moment, you will understand that forgiveness itself is not necessary. For who would forgive whom, and for what? We are all one. There is great peace in that, and great comfort. My peace I give to you. Peace be with you. Forgiveness is just another word for peace in the language of the soul. This is something that you deeply understand when you awaken from the dream of your imagined reality. Your moment of awakening can come to you at any time and through any person. Therefore, honor all times and all people, for the moment of your deliverance may be at hand. It will be your deliverance from the illusion, the moment when you can be with it, but not within it. There will be more than one such moment in your life. Indeed, your life has been created to bring you just such moments. These are your moments of grace, when clarity and wisdom, love and understanding, guidance and insight are brought to you and through you. These moments of grace change your life forever, and often the lives of others as well. Just such a moment of grace brought you to these words. That is why you are able to receive and deeply understand the present communication. In one form, this is a meeting with the Creator. It has come upon you through your willingness, through your openness, through your forgiveness, and through your love of self, your love of others, and your love of life, and yes, your love of me. It is love of God that brings God to you. It is love of self that brings awareness of that part of self which is God, and therefore knows that God does not come to you, but through you. For God is never apart from you, but is always a part of you. The Creator is not separate from the created. The lover is not separate from the beloved. That is not the nature of love, and that is not the nature of God. Nor is it the nature of you. You are separate from nothing and no one, least of all God. You have known this from the beginning. You have understood this always. Now, at last, you are giving yourself permission to experience it, to have a true moment of grace, to be in communion with God.